All right, hello, Idiots on Parade, the Too Ugly for TV podcast. We mock the news so you don't have to. Hello, Jake.
How's it going?
That is Jake Vevra, stand-up comedian in New York City. I am Nathan Timmel, stand-up comedian in Iowa City. Let's jump right in, Jake. I want to open with heavy, hard-hitting news. I mean, actually, I'm not going to lie. This really pisses me off. The first story I want to...
Sure.
Netflix cuts Kim Kardashian being booed at Tom Brady roast. Why? Why
and
the
you
fuck
call
are you
yourself journalists?
Out?
Come on now.
Not even the... Why is Netflix doing it? Why? We all saw it. We've seen the clips. They're out there. It happened. What's the point to trying to... What kind of Watergate cover-up bullshit is this? She got booed. People don't like her, and rightfully so. Why are they protecting her? Why? I don't get it.
I do. I absolutely do. And Watergate, I feel, is a fitting access.
Comparative tool?
Yes. It's a good metaphor because I believe it was Mike Myers' character in the Studio 54 movie who once said that America does not have royalty, we have celebrities. You know what I mean?
True.
And
true.
So just like Watergate, you'll cover things up for powerful people. Netflix wants access. So they're like, hey, if we show Kim Kardashian getting booed on this, the odds of us getting some kind of keeping up with the Kardashian season 28, we're not going to get it. So I think they're leaving the door open for her to work with them in the future.
Unfortunately, that does make sense, but Jesus goddamn fucking Christ, it's bullshit. She's on Hulu. They should... If they were like me, not forward thinking and bitter like I am, you're very forward thinking with that description. I would literally say, ah, fuck you. You're on Hulu. Let's actually go in and tweak the boos to make them sound louder.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, and just go really hard at it because I'm sure there's some reality TV stuff on Netflix, but like Hulu's got the lion's share of it, right?
Yeah.
Because they got the stuff that's on network TV. And most of that stuff's on network because reality TV is geared towards stupid people and they haven't figured out streaming that well yet, you know? So a lot of them are still paying, you know, $178 a month for cable. So they got to get that chunk plus the chunk of people who are just a little bit dumb that watch reality TV and are smart enough to watch it through streaming. Now, Netflix, I think it would be maybe a good move to go at them and just really, really hammer down on there and just really shit on all the housewives and all that stuff.
Yeah. I just had this thought. I said Watergate earlier. I think actually a better comparison could be January 6th because now with like QAnon shit, you will have this footage of Kim Kardashian being booed living on forever online. But there will be truthers that will say, no, no, that's fake. That's fake footage like the moon landing. And this could turn into a huge controversy. Years down, like our kids will be out on the internet trying to uncover what really happened. Just like, you know, people are trying to pretend January 6th didn't happen or rewrite that. We are living through the rewriting of history with Kim Kardashian. It's a glorious time to be alive. I've changed. I'm not angry. Now I'm embracing it. Embrace the conspiracies.
I think they're already out there, but the people that have conspiracies about reality TV shows, that's like QAnon for women, man. They're much more benign. You know, nobody who's, you know, talking about astrology signs and, you know, what really happened behind the scenes of this reality TV show is like, and now let's storm the fucking Capitol and shit on Pelosi's desk. I'm really angry about what just happened in Real Housewives of, I don't know, Reno or whatever the hell they're doing now.
Did I ever tell you this story? I don't know if I did. It was probably my first comedy tour overseas to perform for American troops, and I ended up in Japan on Okinawa, and it coincided with the very first season of The Bachelor. The Bachelorette had just ended. And this is back in the mid-2000s before TiVo and, you know, on-demand internet. So all they had was, what's that called? AFN, Armed Forces Network?
Oh, yeah.
And they were a month behind or like 2 weeks behind. And since email wasn't prevalent, you could live in a bubble. So I went to do a show at an officer's lounge on an Air Force base on Okinawa. And I got told, hey, every single woman here is obsessed with The Bachelorette.
All
Do
seven
not
of them.
give it away. Because it had already happened. I flew over from
Right.
America. They were 2 weeks behind on Armed Forces. I stood up there. The very first thing I said is, hey, she picked this guy. And fucking every guy started laughing and clapping. And every wife was like, they were
Oh, it was the
so
wives.
pissed. They
Yeah,
were
yeah. This is a duty
furious.
station.
It was
That's
great.
awesome. That's awesome.
Couldn't do
Yeah,
that today
I.
because of it'd be online and the instant the decision was made, it'd be
That's
out there.
true. That's true. I do like the idea of them sitting you down. Like, listen, not a whole lot of rules. Just no homophobic or ethnic slurs. Try not to use the C word. Also, don't say who wins the Bachelorette. That's our C word. You can't do it.
It as it was. All right. Jake, once again, I hate to talk about this, but man, liberal Democrats are coming after our freedoms. That's all they do. The woke agenda, they try and take everything from us. On Wednesday, May 1st, Ron DeSantis signed a bill into law that would ban lab-grown meat from Florida. Oh, wait, that's not a liberal, that's another conservative. Conservatives that are all about personal liberties and freedoms making more bans. I don't get this. I do not give a fuck about lab-grown meat. Or why does he care? Like, this is literally nothing more than does Florida have a cattle industry? Why does he give a fuck?
I
What
think it
happened to
does.
choice? What happened to freedom? I don't give a fuck about lab-grown meat. I just love it that the party of freedom and choice, except for women's bodies, is continually the one that's repressing women and saying no drugs. And now, for some stupid reason, this.
Well, it does say on page 27 of the Bible, no lab grown meat. It was in Leviticus, I think that was. He was like, what the fuck was it? This is how that shit in Wuhan got started. Saint Peter, tell him not to eat it. Tell him not to eat it or I'll put him to death.
It's meant to protect cattle ranchers and, quote, the integrity of American agriculture. Hey, isn't pretty much all agriculture owned by five big industries?
Yeah, pretty much. I always love how, especially, being from Iowa, I always love when it comes time to ask for subsidy money. They go, it's just to support the small, hardworking farmer who gets up day after day at dawn and plows the field by hand. And it's like the whole state is owned by five people. Like, that's not, it's billionaires who own these goddamn things. Well, probably not billionaires, but many tens of millionaires who own these giant the family farms got bought up by these people decades and decades ago. But now when it comes election time, they throw on their fucking overall, they take all the Gucci shit off and they put the overalls back on. They're like, the small hardworking farmer just can't make a living without the subsidies. You got to give us the subsidies, y'all.
They don't even need to change out of the Gucci because, from what I have read, most often they just buy the family farms and then lease it back to the family. So they get the profits and the family still does all the work.
Yes, they call them lease croppers. It's a whole different thing that's going on now.
The nonprofit think tank Good Food Institute has cited research, published research said that cultivated lab-grown meat will eventually be three times more efficient than conventional beef production, with the potential to reduce carbon footprint by 92%, land use by 90%, and water use by 66%. Look, again, I don't have a dog in the lab-grown meat fight, but when you think about 30,000 head cattle farms, I've passed them in California and Texas on drives where you just see a sea of cows shitting and taking up so much land. If you can put this shit on a conveyor belt, then I'm sure it'll become poison just like it is, in slaughterhouses. I'm not saying it's the answer, but I'm saying, yeah, They talk about it takes, I'm going to make this number up, 70 gallons of water to take care of one cow for a day. And now he's banning what could be a good idea. It's just such a fucking dumbass move.
Well, yeah, and I'm sure it'll be one of those situations where all lab-grown meat is not equal, you know? I mean, look at, like, those Impossible Burgers or whatever. They look at them, and it's like, oh, this is the cheapest version of the fake meat. So it's filled with, you know, like trans fats or whatever. It's got a bunch of, like, heavily processed vegetable oils and things like that. And so, yeah, there's probably going to be cheaper, shittier versions of it. Maybe it'll get better with time. You know what I mean? I'm sure the beta versions of these are not going to be great. But ultimately, it should get to try to compete in a free marketplace. And this is from the side of the aisle that's always talking about free market, free market. Right. The liberals are trying to overregulate shit. And it's like, well, yeah, sometimes, sure. But now you're doing it because you clearly have
I found out why.
Cattle industry that is paying you the fuck off. You're being bought off right now. That's what's happening.
Ninth for beef cattle production in America. So ninth out of 50.
Right.
862,000.
It's a big state geographically, you know.
Beef cattle breeding stock impact in Florida, $900 million a year. That's where it's coming from, is one of his fucking wealthy, you know, cowboy hat wearing buddies said, Ron, you got to ban this shit. And so he comes out and talks about integrity. It's just a fucking payoff. It's
Kevin
fucking
Costner's character from Yellowstone slipped him some money. And he got out there going, look at the liberals trying to force lab grown meat. It's like they're not forcing anything. They're putting it in the supermarket and saying you can buy this or you can buy the other shit. No one's forcing anything on you.
Yes, yes, yes.
He's being bribed by rich industry types in his state and passing it off like it's some kind of fucking ideological a red versus blue thing. It's not. It's you're being bribed by an industry to do a thing. And you know what? That exact same rancher would be bribing a Democrat if he was governor too.
Absolutely.
He'd be like, look at these right wingers trying to push this racist, homophobic, lab grown meat down our faces, huh? We got to ban this shit. We got to ban it. It's no good. It's not. What about the unhoused, huh? This is bad for the unhoused somehow.
Somehow.
But
yeah,
it doesn't matter
who's in office. The big cattle would be bribing anyone to sign this ban. DeSantis just got lucky. The whole reason I brought it up is I just hate what you said. Not what you said. I hate the truth of it. The idea that they couch it in protecting the consumer. Fuck you.
Right.
No, it's not. No, everyone knows you're not protecting the consumer. You're just taking bribes. You're a piece of shit and you're short.
Yeah, 100%. And I mean, look, with the lab grown meat thing, I think for most people now they're going to weigh each person, I think, puts more weight on different categories. But here's what it is with any kind of meat, any product, whatever, if it's food, it's you have the taste category, you have the price category, you have the health category, and I'll say impact to the environment. Right. So like, if this does a good enough job in those four areas, you know what I mean, for each person individually, if it passes now, if it's like a super right wing person, they might not care about the environment thing. Fine. But it's still going to have to taste good. The cost is still going to be there. You know what I mean? If this is $50 a pound, yeah, it's probably not a lot of people are going to sell it. And it can't be fucking bad for you. There's bad for you in terms of like, oh, it's kind of fattening. It turns out it's using a lot of oils, kind of like that Impossible beef. On the worst end, it's like, oh, they're using some weird shit that could give you cancer. And so, you know, you got health, you got taste, you got cost. And those are the main three. Throw in environmental impact if you're left leaning. And if this stuff does good enough in those categories, then people will eat it. If not, then they're going to have to, the industry is going to have to make it to where the general public, the market dictates.
I agree with everything you said, all smart. And halfway through, I got an idea, Jake. I have our get rich quick scheme. You and I are going to create a lab grown meat company, but it's going to be like Theranos. We're just going to buy beef. And we're going to slap a grown and lab sticker on it, just like and then we're just going to sell it to vegans and people that want to try and eat meat, but don't do so for ethical or moral reasons. or for environmental. Let's go after the left-wing market with this shit. We're going to do exactly like Theranos. We're just going to we'll buy chicken, we'll buy beef, we'll buy pork, we'll buy bacon, we'll buy everything. Ham, just boom, we're going to slap our lab grown on it, and we won't get caught for years.
Dude, we'll make it super evil too. Not only will our not only will our fake meat be actual meat, it ain't even beef, it's veal. We're selling them veal as fake beef. And they're going to be like, this shit is delicious. It's so much better than real beef. Yeah, that's because it's tortured baby beef.
It's baby beef.
That's right. No, DeSantis is out there. He's banning all fake meat. Not only is lab-grown meat out, no strap-ons in Florida either. Fake meat gone. He doesn't like it.
No pegging.
Nope.
All right, here we buried the lead. My favorite story of the week. I didn't want to open with it because I don't know how much you're going to go off on this. I don't really have any jokes. It just made me smile. It's one of those things that, you know, I don't know if you remember the old advertising. Oh, I could have had a V8. This is literally, holy shit, the world makes sense. The stars have aligned, everything. RFK Jr. says a worm got into his brain and ate a portion of it. It explains so much. It explains almost everything about every insane stance he takes. It's like, okay, and here's what's the most depressing thing about it. Given the other two candidates, it doesn't automatically disclude him from running. You know, it's like,
no.
We've got Trump, who's fucking batshit insane and stupid. We've got Dementia Joe, who, you know, and then now we've got
Big Worm.
Worm brain.
Yep. We got Big Worm. I don't know. Look, I heard that guy on a podcast basically say that his voice sounds like that because he took a flu shot. So I did.
I heard that too. I heard that.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe it's a worm. Maybe it's not. Who knows how he got it? That said, for a guy with a worm in his brain, he seems to fucking have it together. You know, it makes me wonder how he'd be doing with no worm in his brain. I mean, it turns out he's bowling with his left hand here, and he's still picking up strikes and spares. So I don't know. I don't think you can disqualify guy. I mean, if he seems. He seems like he has it together. Who gives a shit what's eating his brain? That's what
That's
I think.
True. I listened to an interview with him, and I'm going to be a dick here. I am. I find it really fucking difficult to listen to him. I do. He talks, and it's like, okay, God damn it, your voice. But he got hammered on some of his quotes, and he explained them really well. He talked about the thing we know happens with the media. He said a paragraph. They took a portion of the sentence and then threw it in their article. He said this, and he said, here's the full statement. You can see how I couch, you know, I have these long form ideas. I don't dislike him. I just think a lot of his ideas are batshit. You know, like, you know, oh, I have this vocal flare from a flu shot. Vaccines are bad.
I can put everything that RFK says, RFK, I'm so dumb. Everything RFK says into roughly three categories. And I'll say this about like most third party candidates, wherever. Category one, this man is dead on and neither one of the main two parties are talking about this. And we need more of this in office. He should be, they should be debating him. They should have to fucking talk on these points. That's category one. Category two, that's a little out there, a little idealistic, but I sort of see what he's going for. Category three, that is so batshit insane that it outweighs everything from the first two categories. And if he tried to do any of this, I would be protesting in the streets to keep him from doing it.
I wish I could remember the quote. It's basically what you just said, but someone talked about libertarians in your terms and said the thing
I'll say the same thing about them.
What's that?
I'll say that exact same thing about libertarians.
Yeah, but he said that the thing with libertarians is they say, hey, we should all have personal freedom. Pot should be legal. And you're like, yeah, that's a good idea. And then they come with their next idea. And I remember his third one was, and then they finally say, and stop signs are unconstitutional. And you're like, wait, how did we get from pot being legal to stop signs are unconstitutional? Everybody should just
drive. The founding fathers never put anything about seatbelts in the Constitution.
Exactly. So, it is absolutely how you described. There are points where you're just like, fuck, that is so, why is no one? I remember going back to, was it Bill Richardson, the governor of of New Mexico, I think it was.
No, Gary Talk Johnson. About... Gary Johnson. Gary Johnson was pretty good. Yeah.
No,
he was
I
pretty
was...
good. He was sort of like the
there,
adult.
There, I saw a debate where it was a Democratic debate with Hillary, Obama, and I think Richardson. And I'd say, would you do this? And Richardson would say, no, here's why. And Obama would say, well, that's an important question to consider, what you have to take it. And Hillary would say, well, I think what we need to talk about, he answered yes or no every fucking time.
Right.
And at least RFK does that too, where he will say yes or no, and then he will give you an answer. He doesn't couch everything with fucking obfuscated words and obscure, like, non-political answers. Like, have you been watching fucking Kristi Noem clips?
Oh, they're great. They're I fucking love her.
Best. I would marry her. My God. When you were reading the audiobook version of this, did you not notice that quote? Well, as I said, when we discovered it, I asked the publisher to remove it. And she doubles the tree. She holds that line. Dude. She toes that line like nobody's business. It is fantastic.
No, she's amazing. She sort of... You can't help but be reminded of Sarah Palin with her, you know, both kind of hot, kind of dumb governors. But where Palin sort of, I don't know if it was the accent, she seemed kind of sweet. And there was like a warmness to Palin.
Yeah.
This lady's all evil. She looks like when she's on these interviews, she looks like she was a cast member of a Real Housewives reality show.
Yes.
That they had to cut her out after an episode because she straight up tried to cut a chick with a fucking broken Chardonnay glass. Like, she did something crazy. And they're like, we can't have her. Like, I picture her and Palin hanging out, and Palin's like, hey, I brought brownies. And then Kristi Noem's like, God damn it, Palin. I told you I'm trying to keep my sugar levels low, you dumb whore, you know? And she just hates her.
She looks like a Disney villain, like Cruella de Vil. And I hate to use that because of the dog reference, but she really
does. I mean, you know,
like,
she's got a Dalmatian jacket. If anyone's got a Dalmatian jacket, it's her.
Did you see, I can't remember his name. I wish I could. And I don't remember. I think he was Newsmax. Did you see, maybe it might have been Fox. Did you see the guy that tried to give her a lifeline? He wasn't interviewing her, I don't think. But he was talking about saying, you know, I've written books. And, you know, you give the book to the editor and they start taking things out and putting things in. How do we know that her editor wasn't a liberal plant? And I'm like, oh, that's just beautiful. That's just... Yes, she wrote the book, gave it to him, and he inserted the Kim Jong-un fake story so that this would all happen. That's the deep state. It's just a brilliant fucking conspiracy theory on his part. I loved it.
But I think it's a tough one. It's a tough one to go with, because even if you convince people that that's true, like, best case scenario, you're fucking incompetent. And you were able to let somebody get in there and, like, hey, you know, your biography, I just put a bunch of shit that didn't happen in your story that
just
you
keep
wrote
reading
about
it
yourself.
For the audiobook.
And and you were just like, and then I met Kim Jong Il and I said, fuck you. I used to teach kids the Bible. That's the same thing. And I, you know, like, whatever that weird analogy she was making about being a youth pastor, that means she read it. But like, didn't notice it. If you're telling me to read a story that I wrote about me and you're throwing in things that I didn't do, not like small thing. It's like you could slip a Kim Jong-il thing if it was like, and she met with a lot of foreign dignitaries. And you know, for example, parentheses. Yeah. If it's one of those, it's like, no, there was like a story, an analogy she had about it. And so it's like, best case scenario, if you go with that lie, you're dumb and incompetent. That's what winning that one looks like. And so, I mean, you know, and then anybody who even looks into it a little bit is like, oh, no, this is an editor who's, you know, worked with plenty of people and hasn't done this. And, you know,
I thought it was a great try, though. I mean, it was a wonderful try to just throw that. Of all the things to think of to try and take the blame off.
Yeah, I can't think of a better lie, you know. Yeah. I mean, this is crazy, but she's not good at talking her way out of this. It's no good.
All right, next story. Oh, Jake, this is heartbreaking. Student who raised $400,000 for DC homeless man refunds money to donors. This college kid bumped into a homeless guy, and she felt so bad for him. He was down on his luck, so she got a GoFundMe, raised all this money. And wow, Jake, this is a shocking update, but it turns out not all homeless people are well-adjusted, hardworking folk who just had one bad thing happen to them, and then they're on the streets. Turns out, they have addiction issues, mental health issues, and you just can't throw money at them and expect them to turn their life around, because she was trying to, and he just, would fucking up and disappear. And she said that, yeah, he gave him gift cards for food, and he lost it. Yeah, I mean, it's nice. It's what she did is wonderful to try and help someone, but you can't just give them money and say you're better now. They need fucking mental health treatment and addiction treatment. And everybody that feels so soft and says, "Oh my God, we have this homeless problem. What should we?" Yeah, they have issues. They need to be. I don't know the solution, but I'm not opposed to fucking rounding them up in mandatory health screenings. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, but her professor said the only reason there's homelessness is because Roe versus Wade was overturned. No, yeah, you feel bad for her, man. Like, she was doing the
No,
right
I
thing.
feel
She was
she
young
was
and
doing a great
super
thing, but reality hit her in
ideological,
the
but.
face. It's that we younger people tend to glamorize the homeless, and you see the
Oh,
liberals
you
that
mean
say.
the unhoused?
Right. They liberals say that, oh, you have families living in their cars. And there are. I'm not trying to discount that, but the majority of homeless people have addiction and mental health issues. And you can't just say, here's an apartment, here's a cell phone, you're on your feet again. That's not how it works. I mean, she's a wonderful kid. God bless her for trying. It's just take that 400,000 and give it to,
An
Wounded Warriors,
organization.
something for
Oh,
vets, like an
well, or
organization that
something
knows
that
how to get people and help them.
yeah.
Yeah,
An
not just.
organization that has specialists that work with the homeless
Right.
and
You don't just throw
things
money
like
at
that.
one person. So I'm not trying to pick on her. I'm just the fact that we glorify the homeless and mollycoddle and, I'm not saying we should punish, but yeah, just take the money and say, hey, we're going to raise it. This Habitat for Humanity. Let's build some cheap houses for people that want to get out of it. You could do something good with it instead of focusing on one person that obviously has issues that would burn through 400,000 like Hunter Biden. He'd be buying fucking blow and hookers. I would too if I wasn't married. Who wouldn't buy blow and hookers with 400,000?
Yeah, in fact, this article honestly inspired me to dress homeless and find dumb DC college students to make a GoFundMe for me so I could sit around, doing lines like this guy did. If anything, my hero is the homeless guy. Like, this guy rocks. He got some sucker going to the University of whatever the hell to pay him 400 grand, or at least, most of it, until she
Tried to
realized,
pay
like,
him.
oh, this
He
guy is
was he,
still.
he lost focus. He got her to raise the money, and then he disappeared because, issues. But see, that's why your plan will work. You will dress homeless and you'll take the money. I like the way you think. So that's okay. I'm putting this together. That is our seed money for our lab grown meat. You raise the 400,000 posing to be homeless, and I will start buying stocks of meat, and I'll buy a printer and print up labels that says lab grown. This is all coming together right in this podcast.
That's the move. That's the move. Or we could make, hear me out. We could make lab-grown meat out of actual homeless people, huh? The census isn't counting them. No one's gonna. We'll just go where the mole people live. We'll soil and green them. That's my move.
I was waiting for the Soylent Green reference. I was going to make it if you didn't.
Boom, boom.
All right. Why did I send you this one? There was something in it. Taylor Swift bill is signed into Minnesota law, boosting protections for online ticket buyers. Oh, I remember the line. Where is it? The law, prompted by frustration, a legislator felt that not being able to buy tickets to Taylor Swift in Minneapolis. This law will require ticket sellers to disclose all fees up front, good, and prohibit resellers from selling more than one copy of a ticket, among other measures. that needed to be a law in 2024. Like that already wasn't a, hey, I have one ticket to Taylor Swift. I'm going to sell it to five different people. I'm out of here. That sounds illegal. That sounds illegal.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Big ticket industry apparently has way better lobbyists even than the beef industry in Florida, because they've been getting away with fucking murder. Murder. Yeah,
Didn't I tell you this? I wanted to take my kid to Green Day in August in a few months, and I might yet, but I got so angry I didn't buy the tickets, because I found the tickets. They were reasonably priced, picked out two seats, and then I hit, go to next stage. The price fucking doubled. The Ticketmaster fees were as much. I'm like, oh, get the fuck out of here. You do not. I get it. The ticket's $50. You throw $10 on. Ticketmaster gets $10. The band, what? It shouldn't be the ticket's $40, and then Ticketmaster adds on $25, $30, or $40, whatever it was. It was absurd.
It's
I got
insane.
So angry at Ticketmaster. I'm like, fuck you. I'm not buying this because fuck you. Literally, that's the only reason I have is fuck you, Ticketmaster.
Oh yeah, it's pretty awesome. And from what I remember from reading the article, it looks like some congressman or something went and bought Taylor Swift tickets and was like, what the fuck is all this? This shouldn't be legal. Hey, yeah. Wait a minute. I'm a congressman. It's not going to be legal for much. But I love the idea of that, you know, I
as
love
opposed
the idea
to one that's like, hey, this shouldn't be legal. Ticketmaster, if you give me $50,000, I won't introduce a bill. You know?
Yes, he did. He didn't just Ron DeSantis it and be like, look, if you pay me, you can lie even more on these things. Honestly, just give me my Taylor Swift tickets and a check for $500,000.
And here's the story I just told you about Green Day. When he was buying tickets, he wanted to see Caitlin Clark play basketball. The tickets were supposed to be $300 total, but they ended up costing over $500 because of hidden fees. It's like, that's $200 plus, because he said over, but literally $200 in fucking fees.
That's
what
nuts,
are
man.
These goddamn,
that's nuts.
Especially when the ticket is print at home or digital. Like back in the day, I'm an old man, Jake. I'm very old. Back in my day, you had to go pick up a paper ticket, or they would mail you a paper ticket. You'd take it in. They don't even have paper tickets anymore. They fucking just zap you an electronic one or a code or it.
It's pretty messed up, man. I do love the idea of congressmen just making laws for shit that got them personally, and now they're pissed off. I've seen a congressman do that with like rental cars. You know what I mean? Like I saw some congressman was passing a law about like if you reserve a car, they should have to have your exact make and model. I love the idea of that. I love the idea of Congress people make it, because it's the purest laws these guys can write. It's not coming from a political ideology or a bribe from a constituent, you know, a wealthy constituent. It's coming from the place of like, this fucking company burned them, and I'm going to make sure they can't burn me or any of my constituents ever again. No, I did not take any lobbyist money to make this happen. I did it pro bono. This is just to make me happy in my congressman heart. I love that.
I do too. Going to what you just said, have you ever rented a car, picked it out, done everything online, and then gotten that car? I've never gotten that car. I always show
never
up and get. I always get what's comparable. But you talk about hidden fees. Holy shit! My family. We went to Costa Rica. We went to Costa Rica, dude. You talk about doubling. She went on to, I can't remember anymore. It was Hertz. It was Avis. It was a worldwide reputable car rental company. Okay.
Sure.
She filled out everything for our rental car in Costa Rica and put down the deposit and paid it. Might've been Avis. We get there and they say, all right, because you are a foreigner, you have to pay a whatever tax to drive in the country that.
Oh, that's xenophobic.
The rental car company didn't tell about it in the car. It cost more for the Costa Rican mandatory insurance than it did to rent the car. More for the hidden fee that you'd think Avis or Hertz,
yeah,
or you think they would have put that up front. By the way, if you are renting a car, when you get there, this is going to happen. No. So we showed up. It's like, well, we were fucked. We had to get the car because otherwise we can't get to our resort. We can't get anywhere. So yeah, that took us by surprise. Like, oh, we thought we paid for everything, but now Costa Rica is going to fuck you in the face. So fuck you, Costa Rica.
I ain't trying to get fucked by the Costa Rican auto insurance industry. That's bullshit.
Yes, it is.
I do. Right. I do like the idea of just senators getting ripped off. And then they're just on the floor. They somehow track down the guy who did it. Be like, sir, what is your name? And are you or are you not indeed a Nigerian prince? No, you are not a Nigerian prince. Then why did you take my money?
I need
and
to
they
contact
just completely subpoena him for that.
I need to contact my representatives and tell them to take a vacation in Costa Rica and rent a car so they get pissed off and we get into some sort of trade war with Costa Rica, something to where
That's
America
right.
puts its fucking thumb down on them.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
As
a senator from the great state of Kentucky, I hereby allow Netanyahu to bomb Costa Rica. That's right. I'm sending him very, very long range missiles and telling him Hamas is in Costa Rica. Fuck you, Costa Rican auto industry.
It would work. All right, no time to start a new story, so let's just let both of us get back to our wives because it is Mother's Day. You can find Jake at Jake Vevra on all social media platforms. You can watch Twisted Cupid live on YouTube every Thursday night. They take questions, romantic questions from Reddit and answer them and mock them even. I can be found at NathanTimmel.com. Everything is there. My t-shirt store, a link to my one-hour comedy special. So thanks for tuning in, and thank you, Chicago's Comedy Scene Radio Network, for broadcasting us.
Thank you, Chicago. Don't eat real beef. Eat the bastards who own Ticketmaster.